This year, the Allstate Times Jordan Family Reunion, three of the four children that play on the hit TV show Blackish with Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross will be at the family reunion.
Yes.
And on the phone right now is the teenage daughter on Blackish. She's Zoe Johnson on the show. In real life, her name is Yara Shahidi. Did I pronounce it right?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Yara.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I wanted to say congratulations on your humanitarian award. I mean, it's
thank
inspiring
you.
To see how much you support education within our own community.
And I see you probably, and you're doing the same thing. Here's what you don't know about this 15-year-old actress and philanthropist.
All right.
Yara's first love is academics and history, it says. She has completed summer programs at Oxford and Harvard universities, and she has a 4.75 cumulative grade point average. Now, if you have a child at home, a 15-year-old child at home, I want you to just go in there and just slap him one time.
Yes. No excuse.
No excuse.
Yara did it.
And especially if that teenager is really 32, then you...
Yara, 15 years old and you're doing all of this. Give us some history. How did you get involved like this?
Well, I've always loved history and I've always loved school and learning, and my parents made sure I did. Just I was reading at a young age and they figured out what my interests were and fostered those. So I had always associated school with learning and something that I loved. So when acting came about into my life, it still took the second place to my education.
Oh, wow.
It's like a young Sybil, huh?
No, she's way beyond. Trust and believe.
Now, look at this. Look at this. Yara is a staunch advocate for STEM education for teens, community services, and encourages youth everywhere to follow their dreams. What is STEM education?
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And particularly for girls, it's not a popular area to be to foster education in. And basically, I'm trying to inspire other teenagers to love every part of school. I excel in math. I'm taking AP Calculus next year. But then I also like humanities, and I also love science and... Basically, I'm just trying to inspire kids that and help them realize that school can be enjoyable and that it is a learning opportunity and it's more than just tests and A pluses.
Wow.
What about the other kids on the show? Are they anything like you?
They are. What's funny is we'll have full conversations about something completely nerdy and school related and be so into it. Marcus and I share the same school trailer, and oftentimes people will walk in while we are hyped about a topic and it will end up being like Machiavelli's policies on war.
It'll be like, what kind of policies, Yara?
Machiavellian policies.
All right, I just want to make sure I got that word right.
You're right. Wow. Yeah, I'll see y'all later, man.
Slow down for the older folks, Yara. Slow down.
So now, where do you go from here, Yara? You're starring on a top TV show. You are, you know, doing summers at Oxford and talking Machiavelli and all of this. Where does one go to as a 16-year-old in your life?
Well, I don't know where I'm going to go yet.
Tell us how we can help you, Yara.
I don't think that's
it's supporting because I've been inspired by just the people that have reached out that have enjoyed the show and that other kids have reached out and connected with me on both the show and kids that love education, kids that are ambassadors for something that they really believe in. And that's inspiring. So I know I'm looking at colleges soon, and what's cool is that to see that I have a community of kids my age who are also looking at colleges, focused on education, focused on doing something great in their life.
Good.
You
know, Blackish is one of our favorite shows.
Yes,
what's your favorite episode of Blackish?
What's your favorite
episode? Is called Gift of Hunger. And it's basically when Zoe and Junior have to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
One, yeah, I love that. I love it because it was the first episode in which we got to go into the office and actually work with Jess Meacham and Dion Cole, who plays Charlie, and they're hilarious. But then also, this is a good storyline for Zoe because you saw her being a young entrepreneur and really pursuing what she wanted to do, even though in the beginning it seemed like she was just a teenager on her phone all the time.
I understand that Miles Brown, who plays Jack, the little kid,
he dances
all the time during the taping of Black-ish. Is that true? And y'all have a nickname for him?
His nickname is Party Time.
They call him Party Time.
Party Time, man.
Well, we saw you guys do that on the BET Awards. You guys did a great job. The kids came out there dancing. Yeah.
I can't wait for you to
keep inspiring.
At the Allstate Time, join a family reunion.
I'm excited
Jack,
to be there.
Jack, Diane, Zoe, they will all be at the Allstate Time doing a family reunion. Labor Day weekend, Orlando, got to be there at the top. You got 4 minutes to make it there on time.
Thanks, Yara.